topics, it's always it's hard to leave it with unfinished business, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, after the game, it's disappointing. I'm not in the and Coach alluded to it in our, you know, little exit talk and meeting, and you know, we're not in the business of just making the playoffs. I mean, it's a feel-good story. It's a great turnaround, and you know, from 3-13 to 6 or 10-6 to, you know, being in the playoffs. But you know, that's not what we're here for. At the end of my career, it's not going to be like, oh, he made the playoffs so many times, and you know, hopefully one of these days he's got a Super Bowl, you know, title on it. So you know, we just got to keep, you know, go to tip off season now. You let your body rest up, and you know, use this as motivation to get back and, you know, next year make a run at it.
Kevin was saying what he really liked about the young guys is that, you know, you can do the fun grief at the beginning, but they stepped up and there was just a nice kind of chemistry there going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we had a fun locker room this year. We really did. And, you know, the guys worked their butts off. You can never take that from them. So it's never that, you know, guys weren't focused, guys weren't prepared. You know, whatever the circumstances was, guys had fun doing it, worked their butts off through it. And, you know, it was tough. You know, at times learning a new the wrinkles to the system. You know, our defense might look the same, but there's a lot of differences. And you know, there were some tough times. You know, getting used to things that we weren't used to doing. And you know, but I thought everybody handled it well. And like you said, the young guys, they fit in. They made it easy for us to lead. And so that's encouraging. You take that kind of stuff away. It was a fun year, fun locker room. I don't think we had one quarrel in the locker room all year. So it makes it nice.
How quickly do you adjust now? I mean, you've been through
it. Oh, man, I'm not doing a thing for a few months. So, again, you know, I'm going to go you know, just try to stay in somewhat shape before I go to the Pro Bowl and then you know, come back, have surgery, and go from there and get my shoulder right and get a full year of being able to train the way I like to train and come back healthy and keep playing ball.
Jared, what's the recovery time on the surgery? You know?
I don't know. Probably a few months. I had to talk to Jared about all that. I haven't even really sat down with him and discussed everything. I'm going to just kind of, when I get back from the Pro Bowl, sit down and figure that whole thing out.
You'll wait until after the Pro Bowl, then?
Yeah, I've played with it all year. I'm going to at least enjoy the benefits of it. It's like going to the ice cream shop and not getting any ice cream. You know? So I'm going to go at least enjoy the free trip to Hawaii.
Get an entourage going?
No, you know, I just take my family and you know, a couple friends. I got a friend who has a buddy of mine, never gets to go, and this year him and his wife are going to come with us. So not too crazy. We're staying at the Disney resort, so it's like, you know, it's all kid-related.
How things change.
Yeah, right, you know.
How about being able to share that with some of your teammates here?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I mean, some guys had some great individual years. I mean, what Adrian did this year was just, I mean, it's inspiring. You know, not even just on a football level, just on a level of commitment and you know, I think he's a true example of never letting someone put limitations on you. You know, so many people said he couldn't do it, and he proved them wrong. It's just like that in life. You know, you can't let people put limitations on what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And for him to be a walking testament of that is awesome. And so for that, it was an inspiring season from him. You know, Jerome Felton getting his first time. And Blair, I mean, Blair had an unbelievable season. And, you know, I'll be the first one to say, you get a rookie kicker and you're like, oh, crap, here we go. We let one of the best in the league go in Longwell. And how is this guy going to, you know, fit? Is he going to choke the very first opportunity he has to make a pressure kick? And you know what? He just, you know, he was incredible. And I mean, you can go down the line. I mean, from guys like Greenway, I mean, he had a Pro Bowl year. He really did. You know, and so hopefully he can get in. Hopefully Kevin can get in. I mean, you know, again, at his age, still just the way he dominates, you know, that three technique position is phenomenal. And so, yeah, I mean, you go back and you look at that, and it's going to be exciting, and it's always fun when you know people in Hawaii, right? And so it's going to be it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time to reflect on the season, you know, laugh with people. And, you know, but again, we're still in the business of winning championships, so that's what we got to get to.
What gives you confidence that this could be sustained, that it wasn't just the stars aligning?
Work ethic. That's simple. That is simple. The way guys work. And you have to assume that if guys are going to work that way, you know, as rookies, that, you know, that's kind of their MO, you know what I mean? You saw a lot of self-motivated individuals, and I'm a firm believer that if you're not self-motivated to be the best of your craft, you're never going to be. And money can't motivate you. You know, fame can't motivate you. You have to legitimately like football and want to be the best. And you saw that in this locker room. So that's what's encouraging. You know, every year presents its own challenges. That's why this league is so good, because there's so much turnover. Every year there's new teams in the playoff. And you know, hopefully we can build on this year and become one of those franchises that is a staple in the playoffs and constantly there and taking that next step. And you know, you got to have all the faith in our administration to take that next step. Some of those steps are hard, you know what I mean? I mean, you come off with a feel-good season, but there's still pieces missing, and, you know, I don't know what they are. They'll figure it out. And but you just trust them because, I mean, they've got us to this point, and they want to continue to grow and win.
How difficult was it to play through it?